This is video.
Okay, Lydia, am I back on the stack, Lawrence?
So,
yeah, I'll put you back. Let's hear from Lydia first.
Yeah. To reiterate what Grace just read, but in opposition to what she said. So what she read was that the radio station has that responsibility, not the LSB. The LSB is something we came up with. Most stations have a community advisory board, as we did up until those lawsuits, right, in 2000. So up until then, it was the station that would, for example, interview any incoming applicants for the advisory board. With the formation of the LSB, the LSB does not supplant the station. The CPB is very clear about the station relative to the community advisory board, and the community advisory board is supposed to present reports that reflect the community periodically and whatever. They're vague about the frequency of the meetings, and they do that on purpose. but those need to happen, and so it should be the station, and it should be the oversight. We happen to have a designated officer, and that has oversight for those. So those should be the entities, not the LSB. Because then you get into governance and into some compromising situations relative to what is a very specific task that they have.
Okay, Lawrence, you wanted to be on the stack?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. And I appreciate Grace reading that because I think she makes my point. The radio stations and the CPB charges the cabs with their responsibilities, and it is the stations in collaboration with the CAB to be responsible to make sure that there's a call for CAD members. I was on the CAD that did a community needs assessment with Julie Chavez Rodriguez, Norma Vega, and I can't remember the other woman's name. But we did the community needs assessment, and the CPB awarded us a grant because we highlighted minority representation. So I just want to say that that's my point. Grace read nothing there that says governance or the LSBs or the PNB, and we ought to let CABs do their own work and recommend folks that we know from the community or who have a profile of some type to represent the geographic areas and the demographics, as is stated in the bylaws. And there's nothing in the bylaws that gives us a charge to ensure what this sentence is saying. So I stand, and I hope that directors support the motion to strike that out of the motion. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this?
Yeah, I just have a quick comment. Grace.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I'm not going to oppose striking this. Let's strike it and just pass the rest of the resolution. We can take this up in at another time, because I just think that it's important that community advisory boards be functioning at all the stations so that we can eventually qualify for CPB funding.
Okay.
I'm okay with striking that paragraph. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no opposition.
Jan
doesn't have any opposition. Thank you.
Yeah. Are there any objections to Lawrence's amendment to strike that item from the motion? Okay. Seeing no objections, that item is removed from the main motion. And are there any...
Mr. Chair, this is Alina.
Alina? Yeah?
Yeah, I have a question about the main motion. I heard Grace read that only the Pacifica National Board meetings and committee meetings would be streamed. Does that mean that local station board meetings and committee meetings would no longer be required to stream or to be streamed or on KPFTX, or would no longer be streamed? And if so, I mean that's my doubt.
I'm not aware that local station board meetings ever have been streamed on KPFTX.
Absolutely, they have. Yes.
Okay.
And they're being streamed.
Because of COVID.
If they have, then that's more of an exception than the rule. I don't. We've had like WBAI local station board meetings have been streamed through Zoom, but not on KPFTX. I don't.
KPFK local station board meetings have been streamed, and so have committee meetings as well.
Okay,
this is Grace. May I respond?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I think I could add a few words to this, to the last paragraph, It says here in parentheses, it should be noted that only national meetings will be streamed on KPFTX. I could add to that, by national office staff. Does that make
right,
sense?
So that leaves.
In other words, it's physically impossible for Otis McClay to stream every single LSB meeting. So it's necessary. That's why this motion is put in place, for the protocol for others to stream meetings. I mean, we used to always meet in person. Now that we're meeting by teleconference and we want to stream the meeting so that there can be public input, it's necessary to ensure that the local station boards or whatever can follow this protocol to get the meeting streamed and posted, et cetera, et cetera. Does that make sense? So I can add the words to this. That only national meetings will be streamed on KPFTX by national office staff.
Ron, with a question.
Hold on. Before you ask your question, so you're offering another amendment?
Amendment, just to put that those words, by national office staff. It's the last paragraph.
Okay. I mean, are there any objections to... Are there any objections to adding that wording?
I'll second that amendment,
okay.
Paulina.
Well, let's not call it an amendment, because then we'll have to vote on it. Let's just say it's a correction, all right? Ron, did you want to say something?
Well, I just had a question. I just wanted to be clear about something. This measure would require the LSBs to come up with their own streaming solutions, but still make content available to KPTFX for future distribution. Is that the objective here?
Yes. The objective is to, for instance,
Let me just finish. I just want to be clear. So the local station boards will be responsible for setting up their own streaming situations to accommodate its listeners, and we're telling them that they have to do this, correct?
Okay, not exactly. I think Eileen and Paulina can explain it. It's a pretty simple procedure. It's not anything expensive or anything like that. It's a very simple procedure. Eileen probably would be very easily capable of doing it, or to train somebody else on your local station board to do it.
Okay.
Eileen, do you
that's
agree?
Fine. Those are the questions. That's what they're going to say. Well, who's doing this? You know, who's going to be coordinating this? You know, where's the rubber meeting the road? Is this another project for the PD or the GM or the whatever? You know, so But like I say, I understand the sentiment. I just wanted to understand. I just want to understand why, you know, some stations may have more difficulties doing this than others.
This is Lydia.
Are we out of time?
No, we have 30 seconds left, Chair.
Okay. I think Lydia wanted to say something.
Yes, I would say that we pass this motion with that language, but then, or that you pass it, but that we take up the issue of the LSV relative to streaming at our next meeting next week. It requires more work.
Thank you.
Chair, we have time for this item.
We're out of time for this item. It sounds like we need a little bit more discussion on this. Can we have a motion to extend for like 2 more minutes?
Yeah, can we have a motion to table or postpone this?
We can't do anything until we have a motion to extend because we're out of time. For 2 minutes?
How about 5? I wasn't finished, but.
All right, 5.
Then I'd like to be on the deck. Well,
okay, for 5 minutes. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any objections? Extending for 5 minutes. Okay, so who wants to be on the stack?
Well, I wasn't finished. This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. So the reason I'm saying we can pass this because this is specific to national meetings for by national staff on KPFTX, which carries national content. Normally, when we're not under the COVID-19 situation, we have our in-person meetings. That satisfies the open meeting requirement. So on KPFT, we didn't have to have it recorded. Some stations do, some don't. But it's a community board, so it needs to have your community physically present. It doesn't have the same streaming requirement. The reason we stream the national board meetings is because we cannot meet in person. And so it has to be streamed in order to meet that open meeting requirement. When you are at a local station, you meet the requirement by meeting in person. That meets that requirement. Now that we can't meet in person, we have to find a backup solution. So I'm saying the motion that is on the floor is specific to the national board meetings that we meet that particular requirement for open meetings. So what we need to do is come up with assurances and a process for the streaming now that we are having these meetings locally, and it would have to be facilitated, not only the streaming but also the posting on the local station boards. And it's something that we need to have some input from our CPB officer about, and to get more information as to whether or not CPB is making allowances for that, because most community stations also meet in person. What are they doing now? So that's why I'm saying we can go ahead and pass this motion, but then I propose that someone on the board move to add the LSB component as an item for next week's meeting.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be on the stack.
Wait a second. Lydia, this is a point of information. Lydia, I don't quite understand. This says here, whereas it is necessary that all local station board meetings as well as all LSV committee meetings be properly noticed, et cetera, mm-hmm. and this is for the streaming, the protocol for streaming local station board meetings and committee meetings if the board, local station boards desire. This has nothing to do with national meetings.
Yeah, that's what I was
talking about. National meetings. This is specifically for local station boards.
Chair, Lawrence,
right.
But the
requirement is about national staff. Okay.
Chair, I'm after Dwayne Law, Chair.
Our committees, our local committees, to my knowledge, although I differ with Paulina, maybe that has changed since I knew, that the local committees at your station were not previously streamed. And it's a COVID situation. And so that doubles the calendar component and the necessity to find people available to stream and then post it on your local station website as opposed to KPFTX.
In other words, I think it
requires more conversation having to do with the committee of the allocation.
Please, can we go to the stack?
Excuse me, please.
Okay, I'm done.
Could you tell me how much time is left, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead. I don't know.
Could you tell me how much time is left?
2 minutes and 36 seconds. But I also requested to be on the stack, Chair.
Okay.
Well, I move to extend 3 more minutes since half of the minutes that were extended are already extended. I move to extend 3 more minutes.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second, Chris Corey.
Okay. Do we have any objections? Okay. We have an extra 3 minutes. That should give us about 5 minutes. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, hopefully I won't use the 2, and that is that CPB has sent out a couple of advisories during COVID as to they are providing leniency with common sense with respect to in-person meetings and other requirements. So just refer to the CPB. Who was that?
Chair, can somebody mute themselves?
Somebody just spoke out of order.
They got a TV on or something.
Yeah, they said that's what Lydia just said, but I wasn't even referring to Lydia. I'm just trying to give people some guidance on finding out for themselves by going to CPB website. And it's one of the first things or second things you can get to. And second, Mr. Chair, I'd like to know which committee would be the appropriate committee to refer this item to, since it does appear to have a little more need for consideration and continuity, and who's going to do what, when they're going to do it, and how they're going to do it. Which committee would be more appropriate rather than us using the time at the Pacifica National Board rather than voting on it after it's been vetted for a committee to properly vet this process?
Chair? I can't answer that. That's up to you, Dwayne.
Lawrence, for the purpose of being on the stack and making the motion?
I yield.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. So I agree with Lydia. The other thing, it's not just postings, right? But it's also the mandate that we have legally to entertain public comment or community comment by our listeners. So I'd like to make a motion that this be referred to the committee, to the coordinating committee, to take a look at this. I'm tempted to send it to governance, but I think this is more of a coordinating thing, and because we have to look at those issues in regards to not just posting, but the 30 minutes mandate that we have to give for public comment in our meetings. And that's one of the things we do at KPFK. When we stream, we also allow listeners to call in and give public comment. And I know KPFA does that too. So I that's my motion, Chair, that it be postponed and referred. No, strike the postpone. That it be referred to the coordinating committee for addressing the concerns
I think you really want to refer this to the governance committee. It's not that's
okay.
Mr.
Mr. Chair,
Paulina to the stack.
This is a parliamentarian would like to speak before you complete the stack, Mr. Chair, parliamentarian.
Sure, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, I wanted to remind the board members that when you make a motion, don't start debating it. And I noticed that Mr. Ray has made the motion and he debated it. The motion has to be seconded before you debate it. So I just wanted to remind the board members. Thank you.
Thank you, John. My bad.
And I'm trying to Yeah, I think the proper, if you want to refer to committee, the proper committee would be the governance committee. Because that's their purview.
That is a decision of the chair?
That's
no.
My suggestion.
But there's a motion on the floor, Mr. Chair.
Can we
second the motion?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
You can make whatever.
I'm sorry.
Let's dispense of the motion first.
I'm on the stack, please.
Okay, who's
Pauline
on the stack?
On the stack, please.
This
Pauline.
Is Ron.
Ron, okay. Okay, Ron, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, we have 1 minute left on this item.
Okay.
The motion, the motion is, my concern is that it should not be referred to the coordinating committee, because the coordinating committee is only supposed to set, you know, the agenda, not make policy, okay? The appropriate committee to vet this, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure. Perhaps governance is. But I just know that the coordinating committee should not be charged with that responsibility. And it has nothing to do with personnel, nothing like that. It all has to do with precedent. The coordinating committee cannot become a de facto, you know, policymaker. Okay? The idea of the coordinating committee was to set the agenda, to help set the agenda, a fair and balanced agenda.
We're out of time.
Okay, thank you, and just something to consider, okay? I support the idea of postponing, because this definitely needs to be worked out. The LSBs with their, you know, technical capabilities and such, all that has to be worked out. So that's all I have to say, and thank you very much.
Orders of the day.
Hold on, Ron, are you making a motion to postpone?
Orders of the day, Mr. Chair. There's motion
The motion has already been made.
You're not acknowledging the motion that's already been seconded. It needs to be dispensed of.
The motion to postpone takes precedence. Is
there was
a second
no motion
to
postpone. For a motion to postpone. There was no motion to postpone.
There is a motion to postpone. Lawrence made the motion to postpone and refer to the coordinating committee. If that's no longer a provision of his proposal, then I support postponement.
Well, that's what I'm trying to
Chair,
say. I'm trying to... Okay.
I'd like to, if I could just have the floor for 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm just trying to gather. Ron, you are making a motion to postpone, correct?
I'm making a motion to postpone and to refer
Lawrence,
to appropriate
Lawrence,
committee. That's it.
It's either one or the other. A motion to refer to committee is separate from a motion to postpone. So you can do one or the other. You can't do both at the same time.
I already have a motion. Not acknowledged.
Once again, I support Lawrence's motion to postpone. My only concern is...
Chair, can I have 30 seconds on your calculator?
Thank you, Lawrence.
Okay, Lawrence, you want to try to straighten this out for us?
I
think Lawrence can. Thank you.
I think what's in order is the motion to postpone. But I made a motion to postpone, so my question is, and I also made a motion to refer at the same time, and I don't know if that could be done. But I'd like to support the chair's iteration that it be postponed and referred to the governance committee. Because I think that's what's enough for you.
Yeah, what
I'm
point of order, Mr. Chair. Point of order. Point of order.
Yeah, my.
Okay.
I'm trying to say.
No,
can I finish something before you make the point of order? You can make a motion to postpone, or you can make a motion to refer to committee. You can't make both at the same time. Is what I'm saying.
Okay, I have a point
make
of
a motion
order,
to refer.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, go ahead, Grace.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Grace. What is your point of order?
Lawrence first said he wanted to make a motion to postpone. Then he said he wanted to refer to the coordinating committee. And,
amen.
But neither of those motions were seconded. So there is
that's
nothing
not true.
On the floor.
That's there's, not true.
One was.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the then
parliamentarian
Lawrence,
would like
Lawrence,
to speak, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Yeah, can we let Mr. Tatum speak? Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. There's a lot of confusion. The first thing I would like to say is sometimes when a person seconds a motion, it's not heard by the chair. So if it's not heard by the chair, he wouldn't say that the motion is seconded. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. You would know that if the chair says, oh, I heard that, or yes, it has been seconded. It would be the chair's choice whether he heard it or not.
Right. His choice to ignore
okay,
it. I understand
okay.
that.
Okay. No, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying either he heard it or he didn't. That's what I'm saying. Now, the next thing I want to say is the first motion was to refer to the coordinating committee, and that was seconded. Then I heard someone say, I heard Mr. Reyes speak about making a motion, and I warned him and the rest of the board that he debated the motion even before it was seconded. So that motion was not seconded at all. And now, finally, we're hearing the motion to refer to the governance committee, which is really an amendment to referring to the coordinating committee. That's an amendment to that. But to postpone outweighs all of it. And you're absolutely right, Mr. Chair. You cannot do both. It's either you amend the first motion to refer by switching up the committee, or you postpone the whole thing to the next meeting. You always have to say when you're going to postpone to. So here, the point that we're at right now is if this group wants to postpone, I would recommend that the chair ask for a second.
Okay, do we have a motion to postpone? I mean, do we have a second?
To the next meeting.
To postpone. To the next
meeting.
Second it.
Okay. Are there any objections to the motion to postpone this item until the next meeting? Thank you. Well, that was a simple solution.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. Thank you.
Carrying down the road.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum.
Okay, and we are out of time for the open session. So we shall be adjourning. How long do you want to break before we go into the closed session?
I would suggest 5 minutes, Chair.
2 days break. Okay, let's meet at 10:25. It's now 10:18 Eastern Time. So make that 7 minutes, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting the stream.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. See you in closed session.